Good morning. See, everybody else did that, so I sort of had to follow suit. My name is Rick Goldsworthy. I'm the Director of Research and Development at a company called the Academic Edge. We're working on a project to make EPT a little bit easier to implement in various locations across the country. A little background. Normally, a lot of the times I'll come to one of these things and I'll be giving a talk about behavioral change. You know, why are people doing the things they do and how can I change that to be a little more conducive to what we all want as our outcomes. Today I get to talk about fun stuff. It'll be a little different from a lot of the presentations we've seen so far today because it's going to involve some media, it's going to involve some videos, and let's see. And a little game. There'll be somebody who shows up in some of my screenshots and other things today. He's in the audience. If anybody can come up to me afterwards and point that person out, I'll give him $5. So what we're up to, we'll skip around, and if I have time, I'll actually try to pull up some of the segments as well. How many people in here actually are doing in their environments expedited partner therapy? Okay, how many are thinking about it? How many have no idea what I was talking about? Awesome, I have a baseline. So expedited partner therapy is becoming increasingly common. It's used in a lot of jurisdictions, not all the jurisdictions, but we're working on that. It's innovative, it's a nice way to treat chlamydia. It's basically whatever we happen to call it, and it does go by manifold names. It's when we give a patient extra medicine or an extra prescription in order to get their partner treated. Speeds up treatment, that's the expedited part. Supported by the CDC, it's been shown to reduce prevalence and incidence, the whole deal, and it's suggested for more and more patient populations. Right now, recently, the Society for Adolescent Medicine, now the Society for Adolescent Health and Medicine, had a position paper saying we should really extend this to that population as well. However, beyond early adopters and some of you guys, Washington, great stuff, California, Denver, a lot of materials aren't available. If you're starting to implement a program, there isn't something where you can just say, how do I do this? What am I going to do? You get the general idea that this is what's going to take place. We're going to be implementing some procedure to give extra medicine, but there's not a lot of support. There are some great documents from the CDC, but it's not easy kit form where you can just say, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. There are many, as I said, homegrown resources for the folks who are the early innovators, the folks on the edge, who are really doing an excellent job at putting this into place. But there hasn't been a single place to go, as I said, a single shot resource where you go, oh, I want to know everything there is to know about expedited partner therapy in order to be able to implement this. And I'd like to have some resources for my patients and for their partners. Also, there's no standardized tools, training tools, and related materials. That's where we come in. Our objective in this particular project is to develop strong research-based, theory-grounded implementation resources for healthcare organizations. In doing so, we want to first create a web portal that gathers everything that you guys are doing. If you're doing something interesting, someone else wants to know about it. Even if you don't think it's interesting, someone else probably wants to know about it because they have no idea how to implement EPT. We're also creating some resources where we see gaps, where there are opportunities, or where we can improve something. We're taking patient brochures, media, trying to turn that into something that other people can use. Everything other people can use in all the various jurisdictions and implementation areas. Training materials, information, packaging. Also, and this is not central to some of the materials I'll share with you, EPT, as I said, has this a dispersion of titles. Patient-delivered partner therapy, patient-delivered partner treatment, EPT, EPS, PDPT, PTP, PDPS, if you're into screening, all these different things. Some of us know it, some of us understand the terminology, but it's not something the patients like. Part of what I actually what we do, the understanding why people do the things they do, is approach interviews, survey research on what the patients think of all of this stuff, and they have no idea what the terms mean, and they don't like having to say the terms. Hi, honey, I have PDPT, which is just about as bad as saying I have the STD in the first place. So in trying to develop a portal in these media resources, we engage in, as Stacy indicated, nothing is ever done. We engage in something that's an iterative development process. Go out, figure out what's going on. try some things out, release some things. Today, what I'm going to show you are some early releases. You can hit the website that I'll share you as well. You're welcome to use them. They're not really in prime time state, but they're in pretty good. But they have their foibles, their errors, their problems, as Stacy indicated, although I try really hard to make things pretty the first time. Go into production evaluation. We're in evaluation and production right now, this kind of cycle. So if anybody ever tells you how are they making stuff, this is how. If you're doing it right, you don't design up front. You're not saying everything we know is this. We're going to run out a design document. We're going to build it, and then it's perfect. What we do is we come up with a general idea of what we're going to do. We try some things out. We evaluate it with small groups. We do some more stuff, and we make it better over time. That's all anybody ever means when they say sort of an iterative development process. This happens to be ours. So, to date, what we've got is a patient and partner web portal. It's located at partnercare.org. There's a provider portal. There are video cases for patients, partners, and providers. I'll talk about each of these in a second. There are some animated information segments explaining some of the key concepts. These are for the consumers. And there are some templates, patient information brochures, and packaging. We framed it so far in the idea of partner care. Partner care being a brand, a kind of a brand, if you will, for this partner services, for what we're doing. So that, you know, what am I participating in? Partner care. Where do you go? Partnercare.org if you want more information about it. Whether or not you buy that one or not, remember it's an early one. I happen to like it. Some of the early tests, the consumers like it, but a lot of the materials can be used without that particular wrapper on it. So the sitemap itself, I'm gonna skip over that. Provider site. Good friend, our good friends at Denver were good enough to allow us to come in and do some case capturing with their process. I'll talk about that slightly more during the videos, but we have a provider site. The provider site is limited to things we don't really think consumers would be interested in. An entire walkthrough of how and why particular clinics adopted EPT. In this case, the one that we have so far, and we plan on having several, is from Denver, as I said. It includes introductions by the director. It includes perspectives by all levels of the staff, not just the director, but the folks doing it on the ground, the clinicians, the clinic manager, about what the impact has been on the process. And then four different cases running through the process of intake, screening, and the offer of PDPT. The cases, I'm gonna jump in. The cases are actually what we call simulated. If you're familiar with some medical education, they're simulated patients. We used actors, but real clinicians. So we set up the cases in advance with the input from our team of experts and from the clinic, and prompted our actors, got them set up, and they improvised having the disease. They also, having a particular set of symptoms, getting diagnosed, getting offered, how they would respond, what kind of questions they would answer in EPT, and then how they would go tell their partner. We also have a partner site, a patient site. The patient site contains a lot of information that may be interesting to you guys, which is all content management system driven. If you've heard of WordPress, Drupal, those are all content management systems. Easy to add stuff to, blogging engines. Has ongoing information that might be relevant to folks who come here. And has these things that we call quick zips, which are small animated segments based on given topics for related to PDPT, related to EPT. So partner care, your partner, healthier, faster, that's our buzz phrase. We'll see how it flies, but people seem to like it. Because remember, one of the things we have to do that I'm really interested in, some of the bigger problems with EPT is, how do you get it funded? How do you pay for it with insurance? And that's all true. That's not really what we are dealing with, although we are trying to include information about how to do insurance coding and so on and so forth in here. What we're interested in is, how do the clinicians do it, and how do the patients and partners do it? If I have to take this home to my partner, how am I going to help them? Well, this particular segment, along with the videos modeling how to talk to a partner, can be taken home on a DVD or can be accessed from a website and includes a patient brochure next to it. So we have those video cases. I just flew through without doing it. This is the big scope of all those video cases. As I said, we have all of these patients, partners, and the clinic perspectives. And again, we plan to, and anybody who's interested in participating in, capturing different types of clinic environments than just Denver. Remember, these are real world cases, so if you happen to hit the site and you play through them and you go, geez, I would never do that, fabulous, I've done my job, because then you're looking at somebody who really does something the way they've done it, and you can learn from it, and you can tell us. I'd love for you to send notes so we can start marking them up and say, we've been doing it this way and we think it's better, because I'm sure Denver would love to hear about that too. You know, it's how we share our learning experiences and our implementation experiences. Finally, we have these quick sips I was talking about. I may or may not be able to launch one in a second. I'll give it a shot. And this is an early draft of some of our patient materials where we're trying to brand it, make it more friendly. And so we have handouts where there's a spot up top where you'll be able to customize it either in PDF or a stamp if you don't have the tools to do it. It just sends it home and it says, what is this thing I'm doing? The one that I happen to have here is the draft on the patient guide. It's the one that you would hand to the patient to tell the patient, you know, what's the best way to raise this to my partner? What if I don't tell them? What should I do next? Front back handles, the key concepts of what it's all about, what the medicine is. There's also a partner one, and it talks more about the nuts and bolts of the medication. On the flip side of this, we actually talk about stigma a little bit and how this can strengthen or harm your relationship depending on how well you communicate with your partner when you go to them. This other one is one we've had around a while, and we're still working towards some packaging, some standardized packaging, different ways of packaging things. This would happen to be a push-out blister pack that you might take home. Because one of the questions is there a way to standardize, make an easy-to-use standardized packaging system across all jurisdictions? So for us, we plan to. Grand plans. We plan to, and we're actually in the middle of doing, producing more of the cases, as I mentioned, creating a formal web-based course. Sort of the precursor to being able to teach people how to do the best practices is understanding what they're actually doing, and that's why we're gathering the cases from Denver and other places, and then we create sort of a course. You know, how do we do this in our environment? More importantly, a provider kit. If you know zero about EPT and you have to adopt it in a clinic, We want to have from the CDC a nice kit that includes all of the stuff that says, here's what you can do, and includes courses for the clinicians and all levels of the staff that have to deal with implementation. Because again, it's not just a director's decision, it's all the way down the chain. Develop a legislature kit. We were told when we started showing some of these quick zips about what PDPT is that, I'm out of time, that does not surprise me at all, that what PDPT is, that, you know, that would be great. When I'm trying to change and get enabling legislation done, I've always been just sort of talking to the legislator. It would be great to have that piece of media for that. So we have this little chunk that's 3 to 5 minutes that explains PDPT and that it's in an increasing number of jurisdictions. So we're putting a little bit of wrapper around that somebody can hand off to a legislator and say, here's what the deal is. We're going to migrate to some other formats. The KZs right now are in Flash. They're also available on, and we can get them off on DVD. We're going to do podcast versions of them that are audio only. And we're going to translate them to Spanish once we've locked them down. Finally, some different episodes. And a lot of that is, right now, the episodes we have are, what is PDPT? How do I talk to my partner? You know, and something else. My brain's just and something else. So there's the three online, but there are others, and we've had people mention things like, you know, it'd be really great if I had a little thing that could explain this, and whatever this is, you know, we want to hear from you. Finally, we want to extend to PDPS and PDPC. PDPS is catchphrase for screening, home screening. If you can't give them or they won't take treatment, can you hand them a screening kit to take home? And there are some complexities actually in a different chain of our research with that has to do with whether or not we really want to offer that, and whether or not the offer of a screening kit extinguishes the offer of the acceptance of treatment. But that's the behavioral side of my stuff. So what I'd like from you guys is that if anybody has any interest, please visit the site. If there's anything you want to do or want to see made, this is a collaborative, these are all freely available materials right now on the site. These are things that if I hear from you and you say, you know, it'd be fabulous to have this, we're midway through the project, we're deep in development, we might be able to make this for you. So if I hear from you, that'd be fabulous. I do appreciate your time today, and if there are any questions, I probably don't even have time for questions. You don't get questions. Catch me offline.